Jones here. And that's, I mean, that literally is the one argument you've got that is compelling and legally within the bounds. In fact, the attorney for the city, Adam Cobb, actually explained this again. I'll play that in for you in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
All right, let's see here. I-10 westbound between Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road, seeing some standstill traffic, about a 15-20 minute delay. And if you decided, well, I'm going to take 9 Mile Road to get around that, well, we've got an accident with traffic at a standstill as you approach I-10. Traffic's backing up almost to Highway 29, so be aware of that. Also, 98 eastbound as you try to approach Windhaven Beach. Again, traffic is backed up way past the Navarre Beach Bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the conversation about the Drag Queen Christmas Show. Tanya Day Broughton, at the end of all the conversation, actually asked Adam Cobb, the city attorney, but hey, tell us why again, because, you know, having a public forum is fine. You can complain about something all you like, and it's good to have interesting conversations about, you know, what is freedom, what is tolerance, what is sin, what is good for the community, what is bad for the community, what is drag, what is harmful or offensive to the LGBTQ community, what, you know, all of that stuff. That's all good public conversation. But then you have the question of what is city council actually allowed to do?
I want to thank everyone for having their voices heard, but I wanted to direct my question to the city attorney. Can you please remind the public or this council, just direct us on what authority we do have regarding this issue?
Very simply, as I stated, I think two meetings ago, we face significant contractual and constitutional liability if we take any action to stop this, to be frank.
Yeah, liability is a fancy way of saying we're going to get sued and lose, and it's going to cost us money. And he's right about that, at least in my opinion. I think that Adam's exactly right about this. And she follows up, just to be clear.
So ultimately, this is just public forum. Getting your voice heard. There's nothing we can do, I'm asking.
There's nothing that I would recommend doing.
There's something you can do.
Well, yeah, you can't shout out. We're going to follow the rules. We're going to follow the rules.
It's a bad look. Be shouting from the audience. I mean, generally speaking, the protesters have been very peaceful, very calm, very, you know, mild-mannered for the most part. But just because you're frustrated about what you hear being said from the dais, you cannot shout out from the crowd. That is not how that works. There was a comment made a little bit earlier in the night that I wanted to talk about for a second because it reflects a viewpoint that I think a lot of people have, but particularly Christians have. And it's one I want you to be cautious about. And I'll explain. Here's what Quincy Williams said.
I know that many of you may worry about the hate that you may receive if you cancel this show. But let me remind you and encourage you that in John 15:18, the Lord says, "The world hate you. You know that it hated me before it hated you." So I know that the hate you guys may receive may be disgusting and may be disrespectful, but just know that the support that you receive from us and the blessings that you receive from God will be far more greater than that. So I encourage you all to keep the holiday we hold so dear sacred and cancel the Drag Queen Show.
So again, you know, don't make it about religion. The more you make it about religion, the less they can do anything. But the notion that the people on city council are acting out of fear of being hated, I think they're feeling hated by the Christians right now, which is not a great place to be either for them or for the Christians. But that's not the point. It's true that acting on the fear of being disliked or being despised or being criticized is a poor motive for anybody in elected office or anybody in leadership. Okay, that part's true. But what I hear, because I've been around Christians for so long, what I hear in the backdrop of what Quincy Williams is saying is something like the following. You should expect that when you do the right thing in this world, you're going to be persecuted for it. You should expect when you stand up for righteousness and truth, you're going to be attacked and vilified for it. And the Bible does teach that. It definitely does. However, a lot of times I hear Christians, particularly because this is what it says in the Bible, lean in as if because you're getting vilified, criticized, and attacked, you must be doing something righteous for God. There are two reasons you might be getting vilified, criticized, and attacked. One is because you're doing something righteous in an unrighteous world. I mean, you know, Jesus was killed for doing nothing wrong, right? I mean, that's true. But you are not Jesus, nor am I. And we also do stupid things. And a lot of times, Christians do stupid things and get criticized, vilified, and attacked for doing stupid things. Things that are obnoxious, things that are insensitive, things that are tone deaf, things that are off-putting, things that are not encouraging, things that are, you know, and there's a very strong temptation because you know that it's kind of like validation if people hate you because you can say, I'm getting hated for loving Jesus and the Bible and the gospel. Well, no, sometimes you're getting hated for being dumb, for being mean, for being hateful, for being obnoxious. And because you don't see it that way, because you take the criticism as like validation, as proof that you must be right, it's not always. And I think in this case, the fact that people are getting criticized, they might read as, well, that's just proof we're on the right track. No, we criticize unrighteous people, we criticize non-believers, and we criticize believers when they're wrong. All. Christians do a lot of dumb things in the culture. We do a lot of really misguided, silly things. And sometimes it's born of just good enthusiasm. It's okay. You're young. You're new in the faith. Or you have been around the faith. I mean, it's fine. I view this particular protest as extremely misguided. It's doing nothing but generating interest in the show, frankly, for the most part. And I think that it's very contrary, and it's not bringing more people to Jesus. I genuinely, I like to believe that my treatment of this topic is making more people willing to consider Christianity than anything they're hearing at City Council condemning the show. Because I hope what people are saying is, I don't know, that Andrew McKay's kind of Christianity kind of sounds interesting to me. I've never heard that before. You know, I've never heard this. Wow, he's defending a drag show? What? That sound? What? Yeah, tell me more. Without saying it's a good thing? Like, he's not an antinomian. Antinomian means somebody who doesn't believe there's anything right and wrong. They disbelieve that God's grace means we can do everything we want. That's false. That's heresy. I'm not an antinomian. I'm also not a legalist. I don't think you earn heaven by doing good things or by failing to do good things, like, you know, failing to pass the right law prohibiting a drag show. But you always want to beware the temptation to read opposition as persecution for righteousness. Sometimes it's just persecution for foolishness. John, you want to weigh in on this?
No, you're doing a great job.
Right, fair enough. We'll leave it at that. 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Come on, Joe, let me play. I can beat this guy.
Look, maybe you can and maybe you can't. But we don't deal in maybes, do we? You don't know all the angles yet, but I do. All right? He's bad news. Even if you win, you can't win.
825 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Even if you win, you can't win. you know, that's actually pretty good life advice, by the way. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. I-10 westbound between Highway 29 and 9 Miles, seeing some major delays. Traffic is just at a crawl due to construction. Also, 9 Mile approaching the I-10 intersection right there. We're seeing some major delays there also due to an earlier accident. And also 98 westbound as you try to approach Windhaven Beach. Traffic is backed up all the way to the Navarre Beach Bridge. So that's about a 10 to 15 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you got up this morning thinking to yourself, woohoo, I need a new roof. Well, you know, nobody does. But hey, in that rain, you know, maybe, or the rain we got over the weekend, 4 or 5 inches, and you had some issues, call Quality Roofing Solutions. They can take care of you on this. And, you know, you might say, well, maybe I only need a repair. And maybe you do. About 10% of the jobs they do are repairs only. About 90% are full roof replacements. And they'll kind of walk you through the, you know, questions to think about when it comes to that. One of the issues is even if it only takes a small area that's to be repaired, it can be the case that the roof itself is so old that you're going to have to replace it in a couple of years anyway. And maybe it makes more sense financially to do it all now. The cost will be more later. Also, you get the benefits now, and that could include, depending on, you know, what your insurance policy is and what your current roof is, a wind mitigation inspection that can reduce the cost of your insurance and, you know, help defray or even pay for a substantial chunk of that roof replacement. Quality Roofing Solutions, they've been around since 2006, 19 years. Brian Ward, they've done 10,000 roofs in the area, 4.9 rated on Google, which is outrageously high. You know, one of the things they'll do is they'll create a database online of all the photos before, during, and after. They'll maintain that for you. So if you ever have a storm, that'll be available to you later. You know, there's some kind of a claim. They have that. Great at customer service. They'll always return your call and talk to you like a normal person. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, flash flooding being reported in eastern Cuba as Hurricane Melissa has created a lot of downpours across the region. Video on social media showed torrents of flood water rushing down the streets of Santiago. Melissa's winds have died down to about 115 miles per hour. South Korea and the U.S. have reached a trade deal. President Trump and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung reportedly agreed on a deal today involving a $200 billion cash investment in the U.S., followed by $150 billion in cooperative shipbuilding led by South Korean companies. And the government shutdown is now in day 29. The Senate tried again yesterday to end the stalemate, but Democrats holding firm on their demands for subsidies for the Affordable Care Act.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829 on News Radio 92.3. You had talked about this yesterday, David, but I do want to follow up on it because Norman Grimm was, in fact, executed last night. This is a local story because the brutal murder in East Milton that he committed of Cynthia Campbell back in 1998. You know, I'm going to read you a part of the news story that I don't want to read, but I'm going to read to you for a point, okay? And he'd horrible, awful, atrocious things to her. I'm not going to describe it, but horrible, atrocious, awful things to her, his neighbor. Okay. And then tried to dispose of the, it's a horrible story. This is definitely not one of those, don't make this guy your poster child for objecting to the death penalty. Okay. You'd be a fool to do so. It says in the news story, he ate a last meal of fried pork chops, mashed potatoes and gravy, Brussels sprouts, chocolate milkshake, banana cream pie, and a soda, according to somebody who was there. What was Cynthia Campbell's last meal? Once in the execution chamber, Grimm was asked if he had any last words and simply replied, "No, sir." He was officially pronounced dead at 6:14 Eastern Time. What were Cynthia Campbell's last words? You know, I would be more interested to know if the family said something, the victim said. I don't really understand why we give them attention on what they ate and what they said or didn't say. And frankly, I mean, maybe what we should do with some of these folks is not tell them when it's going to happen and just make it happen and have the same kind of warning that their victims have.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop with the third and final stop in his trip to Asia for President Trump. Fox's Lucas Thompson traveling with the president.
A new trade deal with South Korea. This has been in the works since South Korean President Lee visited the White House over the summer. And President Trump arrived in South Korea with all the pomp the country can muster. Trump was presented a crown, South Korea's highest award, Trump becoming the first American to receive it.
President meets tomorrow with his Chinese counterpart.
We're meeting right here, and we're all looking forward to that. I think it's going to work out very, very well for everybody.
The leaders will discuss tariffs and trade, as well as stopping the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. The worst of Hurricane Melissa is over for Jamaica, but the storm devastated the island. Now it's battering Cuba. A Category 2 hurricane, winds 105 miles per hour, up next to the Bahamas. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 71 degrees right now, and cloudy skies. Looks like that rain has pushed past us, at least here at the radio station. Santa Rosa County residents that are hoping to get more involved in leading their communities still have a little bit of time if they want to enroll in Leadership Santa Rosa. It's a year-long program, teaches folks about the inner workings of the county.
We have found that there are people, even if they have lived in Santa Rosa County their entire lives, if when they go through the program, there are things that they learn about their community that they had no idea was going on, or ways that they could get connected. So it really is. Don't think that you shouldn't go through the program because you've lived here or worked here forever. You think you are very connected and know what's going on. I guarantee you there's going to be things that you learn about.
And that's Kristen Rhodes. She is on the leadership board for that program. Leadership Santa Rosa was started initially by the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. Rhodes says it's now evolved into its own independent program. The deadline to apply for that class has been extended now until November 7th due to the government shutdown. A Baldwin County construction worker has filed a class action lawsuit trying to stop what he is calling an unconstitutional raids and detentions by federal officers at private work sites across southern Alabama. Leo Garcia Venegas claims that he was detained twice despite having a valid Alabama-issued real ID. Now, the lawsuit is supported by the Institute for Justice. They're claiming that armed federal officers are raiding construction sites without warrants and detaining people based only on appearance. Attorney Jared McClain says that that would be a violation of the Fourth Amendment. A motion for preliminary injunction cites instances where valid IDs, including real IDs and employment authorization cards, have been rejected by immigration enforcement officers. The lawsuit wants to establish that entering work sites without a warrant is illegal. Now, those VO scooters that have been seen in downtown Pensacola for a couple of years now are going away at the end of the week.
The current form isn't working for us. That does not mean that, you know, that's not a personal thing to VO. It's not, it's about if we were to look into bringing back some type of multimodal amenity, I'm certainly for that, whether that was with VO or with someone else. But I just think it's probably time to, it's time to retire this version, and then we can see if there's something better in the works.
And that's Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says the contract with VO is up at the end of October. The city previously declined to renew the contract, and they're going to look at other forms of multimodal transportation. Now, Pensacola's new city administrator is on the job this week. David Stafford, he officially started with the city Monday, completed his orientation. Mayor Reeves introduced him at yesterday's mayor's press conference.
A lot to say today other than it's great to be here. Thank you, Mayor Reeves, for the opportunity to work for the city that I love, where I was born, where I raised a family, where I've spent most of my professional life. And so I'm honored to be able to help you in your efforts to lead this city for the next few years. And
Stafford said he's already been meeting with department heads, and he's working to get caught up on the city's plans and projects. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, John's got our traffic.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got a disabled vehicle on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 10. That just popped up on the big board. And let's see here, I-10 westbound between Highway 29 and 9 Mile, still going at a crawl through that construction zone. And let's see here, 98 eastbound, as you approach Windhaven Beach, traffic is still backed up past the Navarre Beach Bridge. So be aware of that. Plan an alternate route. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a 50% chance of those showers today, high near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 51. For Thursday, partly cloudy skies, high near 65. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45 degrees. Going into your Halloween Friday, high near 68, mostly sunny skies. And by Friday evening, temperatures dropping into the 50s, overnight temperatures in the 40s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 71 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes, breaking news anytime. And your money now, markets today up at the opening bell. The Dow's up about 182 and a half points right now, 47,889. The S&P 500 up 22 points at 69.12. The NASDAQ up 155 points at 23,982. 10-year bond rate today down slightly, 2.618%. Gold prices up 49.10 at 4,032.20. Silver up 94 cents at 48.27. And crypto is mixed today. Bitcoin's down 700 at 113.214. Ethereum's down 56.30 right now at 4,000 even. Solana's up a little bit. Dogecoin down. XRP is unchanged this morning. Taking a look at our financial headlines today. Well, Target slashing more than 800 jobs at its corporate headquarters in Minnesota. This Target employee whose job was spared says the cuts have affected just about every department.
It's all over the board, and it was just kind of like one in six people. If you were to like go at a team, like it seemed like that was kind of the ratio.
Corporate employees were told to work from home this week. Workers who've been affected say they were notified by phone call or email. Vice President J.D. Vance is confident that active duty service members will be paid during the government shutdown, at least for now.
Following a policy meeting with Senate Republicans, Vice President J.D. Vance said he believes more than a million military service members will get paid at the end of the week, while blaming Democrats for the ongoing government shutdown. The comments suggest the Trump administration has found another pool of money that could be tapped to cover military salaries. Some lawmakers have questioned the president's legal authority to redirect the funds. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Well, Apple joined an elite group of companies this week, each worth over $4 trillion. The other two companies are Microsoft and NVIDIA. Apple hit the $1 trillion mark in 2018, the company said to report fourth quarter earnings after Thursday's closing bell on Wall Street. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, if you need to have work done on your home inside, like the complex systems inside your home, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical, Peden can take care of all of that stuff, including generators. You know, if you need a generator, they do that. Certainly. Robert Peden started the company back in 1969 because it was summer in Panama City and he was hot. And he wanted to not be hot, so he learned how to do air conditioning. And then he sold air conditioning to, you know, friends and family, and then made a business, and then he grew it. And over the years, added pieces to that, you know, plumbing, electrical, heating, and eventually they are what they are today across the whole panhandle from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile, serving thousands of customers all the time in their needs inside their home. And at Peden right now, when you choose the repair that their professionals recommend, they'll waive the dispatch fee, plus you'll get a full year of SmartCare membership free. So they'll waive the dispatch fee if you do the service they recommend, and you'll get a full year of SmartCare membership for free. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Florida State and Wake Forest will square off in an ACC college football showdown Saturday night in Tallahassee on the Seminole Sports Network.
Injuries and penalties have been the biggest issues for the Seminole offense lately, as FSU is coming off a bye week, which means many of the players may have had a chance to recover. As FSU is welcoming Wake Forest into town on Saturday. Pre-game is at 4:30 on News Radio 92.3, home of FSU football.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, you ready for good news? I don't always get to start this segment with good news, but I have real, meaningful, substantial, life-altering good news. You ready?
Yay.
Depends.
Chili's is bringing back their queso, their skillet queso.
Yeehaw! The world is all
I know.
Right.
They've recognized the error of their ways. They put it up on social media yesterday, and we all know that everything is on Instagram. Verified accounts. is correct. Justice is coming. Somebody posted justice for skillet queso, and they said justice is coming. And they said, we tried to kill it, but you love the skillet. Time of arrival not yet announced. And that brings me to my question of the day. Tell me about the discontinued food item that you miss. 437-1620, 437-1620. What was the canceled, discontinued, stop production, whatever, however you want to say it. Food item from the past, could be the recent past, could be the 40 years ago past, whatever you want to say. What's the one you miss that you wish they'd bring back? Even if they already did bring it back and they still went away with it later. If you can't get it now and you wish you could get it, what do you want? 437-1620, 437-1620. John?
Oh, yeah. That would be Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else, not Pepsi. But okay, good. Because there's a...
Why? No, that's, I really liked it.
I've been watching Breaking Bad too much. All right, so anyway, that's the problem.
No.
Certain things dispose your mind to certain other things.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Crystal, Pepsi.
Yes.
To be clear, is what you want back. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that's your big
really
one?
I really liked it.
That's your wave your magic, bring it back wand. That's the one you're bringing back?
I mean, Taco Bell brought back the Mexican pizzas, so I was good.
Yeah, yeah. And the Cholito, but it's gone away again now. They had Cholitos on the 80s menu, or
right.
Whatever it was, the Millennium menu, whatever it was for a little while. My wife was so happy. That's her favorite thing, and now they're gone again. So, All right, Meg, 437-1620.
Taco Bell used to have the best taco salad in a crispy shell. It was
okay.
Like, not a taco. It wasn't a taco shell, but it was like a crispy salad
like
bowl.
Like a puffy. Okay,
oh,
yeah.
It was so good. And now they got rid of that, so they serve it just in a bowl.
Taco Bell kind of has a knack.
And it's just
creating amazing, delightful, delicious food items and then getting rid of them.
Yeah, it was
dangle
really
it
good.
In front of you.
Yeah,
and then,
my favorite was from way back in the day. I don't know if anybody remembers the beefy tostada.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Oh my God! And I used to
tostadas.
I used to kind of try for a while to order them at places. I'm like, can you still make me a beef? And they kind of could because it's really parts they still have. And then I kind of lost connection with even that, and they can't do that anymore. So, you know, but like the Mexican pizza came back. Mm-hmm. Toledo's came back, then went away again. Beefy tostadas does not exist on the menu, unfortunately. How about Cinnamon Crispas at Taco Bell?
Those are still there.
Are they?
Yeah. I just saw them the other day.
Are you sure?
They're little cinnamon swirls, twists, cinnamon twists.
No, that's the...
They're good.
The other thing. The churro
twists.
Bites or whatever. No, they're the cinnamon twists are different. The Crispas were like tortilla chips looking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's all different, right. But that's okay. 437-1620.
He's like, I'm about to go.
Tell me, hey, I mean, I'll go right now. I mean, I don't even think they're open, but that's okay. All right, I'm gonna throw a weird one out there. I want the McDonald's Big and Tasty.
Really?
It was the only hamburger I have ever actually liked at McDonald's, and obviously they did away with it.
What was it?
Well, it's just a big burger. It was like
a quarter pounder.
I think it was bigger than a quarter pounder. I don't know, but I remember the Big and Tasty was a buck for forever, and so when I was rushing between classes teaching, I'd stop and get, you know, Big and Tasty and an old style fried apple pie, the good kind, not the baked kind that they sell today that's not even deserving of the name, and a fries, and it was $3 for all, and you usually got two apple pies. So a Big and Tasty of fries and, you know, two apple pies, and if I was splurging, I'd get a Coke, you know, but like for $4, it was a big feed. Of course, now it's whatever, and you can't even get the good stuff. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Text me your suggestions, food items you wish you could bring back, 437-1620. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with a disabled vehicle on I-10 eastbound. That looks like right before you get to the Highway 29 exit there. And let's see here. Let's pull this one back up. I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile. You're still seeing about a 10 to 15 minute delay. 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze. Traffic is backed up all the way to almost Tiger Point. And 98 eastbound, as you approach Windhaven Beach, traffic is backed up way past Navarre Beach Bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I guess you can't say good job today.
No, I can't.
That's a good job today. Yeah. Well, it was raining. Hey, if you need to work on a home improvement project, Pensacola Hardware's got your supplies and more than just the best supplies. They've got the best advice. Like, they are there as the experts. They can help you fix it. They know the codes. If you're installing something that falls in that category, if you're building things for a living, if you're a construction professional or a contractor, man, they are your place. They speak your language. They know what you're doing, and they've been doing it for 174 years. So if you walk around town, you see a building that's more than 50 years old, chances are pretty good. Pensacola Hardware had a hand in that. More than 100, almost certainly, and anything older than that. They supplied for it. I mean, seriously, since before the Civil War, since before Levi's, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, Pensacola Hardware, and they've got it, whatever you need. If it's a special product, you know, specified products that the architect or the engineer says you got to get, they can special order them for you. Just ordinary stuff, even gifts. You know, they have a great houseware section in the front. So whatever you need, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, what would be the discontinued or canceled food item that you would love to bring back? I'm saying this in honor of Chili's, which made the right choice, and they brought back, it only took them a couple of weeks to bring back their skillet queso. I mean, I saw somebody online said, I spent $25 in tolls driving one way to get the last of the skillet queso, and I would do it again. Thank you for bringing them back. It is so good. Now, you can fake it at home, you know, with some chili and some Velveeta and a little bit of taco seasoning, but it's not the same. It's
Wait,
not the
you make that?
Oh, yeah. You can make well, queso at home.
I need for you to prove it to me.
Well, I just told you how to do it.
I know, but I want to taste your recipe. You've got a little more insight
All right,
than I do.
Foods that were discontinued that you want back. Somebody says, I would like a Jell-O pudding pop, please.
Oh, yeah. Those were great.
That
yeah,
was a good impression.
This falls in the category of they brought it back briefly and then did away with it again. So, yeah.
I forgot about those.
Somebody says, I would just like to have real food in general.
Okay.
That's funny. Gus says livers. I don't know what that means. you can still get those. The wax harmonica for Halloween, the ones that had the little, didn't they have like a squirt juice inside of it or something? Mm-hmm. And you could play it, and then you could eat it, and I don't
Well,
know.
I think that makes me think of wax teeth.
Oh, all right.
Wax teeth.
Ugh.
Oh, those were great.
Okay.
Yeah, they were great.
Gay for you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow,
I hadn't thought of that in a long time either.
The chili cheese burrito and the Mexi melt. That was all these Taco Bell things. Sriracha flavored Pringles. Oh.
Wow.
They do have some like extreme flavor Pringles that are out now. I actually, when the Winn-Dixie was going out of business, I bought some at super cheap, you know, like 30 cents a sleeve or something, and tried them all. Unfortunately, liked them all, and now I'm, you know, I have to go pay real prices for them. He says they were my favorite personal crack addiction. I used to shamelessly burn through a whole can or more in one sitting. Well, that's what a sleeve of Pringles is, a one serving, right?
Right.
No.
It is.
It is.
No.
Come on.
It is a tall can?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Just the whole
thing. They insult you by selling those little mini cans. That's like selling you 8 ounces of soda. What are you thinking? That's insane.
Right.
No, the full sleeve is, that's for one serving, right?
No.
Yeah. One sitting, oh my one football
God.
Game,
I can't
one.
I can imagine.
Meg looks so
game.
Horrified.
It's like, let's just blow ourselves up with some salt. Thank you.
Somebody says, you're right, the Big and Tasty was great. Somebody says, buffalo fried shrimp at Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, I saw one. I was looking through some articles on, you know, favorite foods. Was there in the Northeast, there was some kind of a lobster sandwich, like a po' boy that, maybe not fried, but that McDonald's used to sell. Hmm. And I do not remember that, even in advertising. But, you know, the McRib periodically comes back or whatever. I'm gonna give you an obscure one. And I like to test people with this one because I want to find out whether people remember it or not. Do either of you guys remember Space Food Sticks?
No.
It was the food that the astronauts ate.
The dehydrated?
No.
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 Okay, never
this
mind.
This was sort of it's not quite fudge nutrition bar. It's sort of like sometimes they sell these as nutrition bars now, but it came in these little foil wrappers and it had spacemen on the outside and it was the best. And they like the almost like if a Tootsie Roll was food instead of being candies, sort of like what these were. And they were so good. French silk or Bavarian cream pie at Baker Square. When Baker Square existed. The chimichanga at Chi Chi's that no longer exists.
Oh yes.
Right?
Oh gosh.
And
we had one.
Oh. And the cornbread.
Yes.
Which you can also make at home. And I know how to make the Chi Chi's chimichangas at home, an okay version.
I need to get out more.
You know how to make the cornbread?
I have a recipe. I've tried it. I didn't think it was worth the effort. It was a lot of work. But okay. It was good. It was really good in the end.
There's a candy bar I think you can't get anymore. Bit of Honey?
You can't? I'm not sure about that. I know you can't get O'Henry's. You can't get Butterfinger BB's. That's one you like, mm-hmm. John. The Rally Bar, I think you can't get anymore. Cereal, I didn't know you couldn't get Alphabets anymore.
You can't.
You can substitute. I mean, you can take your Honeycomb home and break them up. it's almost the same.
Frosted Cheerios.
Oh, wow. Wait, you can't get Frosted Cheerios. Oh, you mean as a substitute?
Yeah, as a substitute.
It's not the same. It's close, though. You're right.
I know,
it is
but
pretty
it's
close.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. No. The lobster roll is what they said. Death by Chocolate at Bennigan's.
Oh yes, that used to be next door to this place.
No, that's how did you not become massive being next to the Bennigan's that was here?
I don't know how you don't become massive by eating big sleeves of Pringles.
Wow. Feels personal.
It does.
And I do want to give credit where credit is due. Little Caesars has resuscitated their pretzel roni, or what they call their pretzel pizza. With the pretzel crust and the pepperoni on top. Oh, it is. And the nacho cheese sauce. Oh, that is so good. Although Little Caesar still disappoints me to this day that, remember back when it was Pizza Pizza?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember when it came in the big white sleeve? Like it was maybe
cardboard
3 feet
bottom,
by a foot and a half.
Paper.
And it was paper on top, cardboard on the bottom.
It had their little logo on the top.
And you know, you had your Pizza guy on the top, you know, always advertising for them. And then
Pizza.
You know, and then inside.
That's why.
Here's the thing I want to. Do you remember they had circular pizzas for the like flat ones, and then they had square ones for the deep dish? Does anybody else remember the square Little Caesars pizza in the white sleeve when it was two for? No, nobody.
I
all
do.
All by myself.
No, I'm.
All right,
I was
it happens.
With you right
it does
there.
Does happen. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. Still dealing with the disabled vehicle on I-10 eastbound mile marker number 10. That's causing just some minor delays, but traffic is going around it. I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, still seeing some minor delays in that area, and 98 westbound from about Tiger Point all the way through to Gulf Breeze is backed up pretty bad. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Hey, if you are thinking about selling your home, or, I mean, honestly, if you have been trying to sell your home and it hasn't been working, I say that because Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty sell about between three and four homes a week on average. And a couple of years ago, everybody was selling homes. It was easy. Nowadays, it's not always so easy. And what she was telling me the other day, I was talking with her about this, is a lot of people come to them not as their first realtor, but as their second or third or sixth realtor. My God, can you imagine trying to sell a home and you go through five realtors and you can't get, oh, the roller coaster, the stress, the anxiety, the frustration, the disappointment. And you call Christine and she's like, all right, we can sell that home. And they get it done. And you're just like, why didn't I go there first? Well, okay, here's my advice to you. Go there first. But honestly, if you know your home is not selling and you want to get maybe a second opinion about how this could be done, give Christine a call. 786-3996 for Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The third annual Fall Worship Festival returns to downtown Pensacola Saturday at Museum Park Plaza. Everyone is invited to enjoy the music, food, fellowship, and fun. Get more at experienceworship.org. St. Anthony of Padua Fall Festival is Sunday from 11 to 3. Check out St. Anthony Church on Facebook for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Break! We are leaving!
Oh, yeah, John, you make a good point. Time changes this weekend.
Yes.
We fall. We get an hour. We get an extra hour of sleep. The universe just manufactures an hour for us. Not really how that works, but that's the practical effect. So,
oh, I know. I thought it was like a Marvel thing or something.
Alternate timeline.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody texted. I had forgotten about this. At Chi-Chi's, we were talking about going out of business, closing a long time ago. They were scheduled to reopen, and I think have, in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. So as far away from here north as you can get.
Road trip.
Yeah, and they say that it's the son of the original founder, featuring a mixture of new and classic items, the original chimichangas,
yes.
Or as Flavor Flav, the spokesman for the bobsled team in the U.S. would say, yeah, boy!
Yeah, boy!
And quesabirria tacos. Additional locations in Maple Grove, Minnesota are planned for the future and expanding to the East Coast, they say. So we'll see. We'll see. All right. What else do we need to do? Just as a, like, know the fact, if Snap doesn't happen on Saturday, November 1st, if SNAP payments don't go out, there's about 3 million people in Florida that get SNAP. That's 15% of the population. That number is about right. In Alabama, it's the same, 750,000 people. That's about $500 million in benefits, about $550 million. And that means not just for those people, of course, but that also means, and I had not been thinking about this, but for the grocery stores that primarily cater to low income, that's going to be a loss of revenue for them, jobs, business, all of that. So this is a big deal, the deadline coming up on Saturday.